From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting President Obama will visit Cuba for 2 days next month. The president will raise human rights issues and meet with dissidents seeking to support basic universal values when he makes the historic visit. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said in Washington Thursday the 2-day visit, which begins March 21st, marks the latest wave in what he called a sea change of U.S. policy toward the communist-led island. Rhodes said the president would discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Raul Castro, but has no plans to meet with former Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Mr. Obama said Thursday his trip would seek to advance bilateral ties and efforts that can improve the lives of the Cuban people. The polls have now closed in Uganda, and the vote counting has begun after millions of voters cast ballots Thursday for president, parliament, and local government seats. As Jill Craig reports, the Electoral Commission had to extend polling hours after some districts did not start the voting on time.
Polling stations in Uganda were scheduled to open at 7 a.m. Thursday, but some voters waited up to 5 hours before ballot papers arrived. Uganda's Electoral Commission said polling started on time in various parts of the country, but acknowledged late openings in parts of Wakiso and Kampala and stated it regretted the delay. According to a statement from the Citizens Election Observers Network Uganda, 41% of polling stations countrywide opened after 8 a.m. 4% had not opened as of 8:30 a.m. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from 7 other candidates vying for Uganda's top job, most notably main opposition leader Kizza Besigye, who has lost to Museveni 3 times before amid controversy. More than 15 million people are registered to vote in the presidential and parliamentary elections. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
This